So did you get your flu shot yet? Well, even if you did, I have some bad news for you. Yesterday, the Centers for Disease Control announced this year's vaccine might not be very effective against the most common flu strain. Yikes. So what do we do now? Well, we called up Dr. Jeffrey Duchin of Seattle King County Public Health. He's the chief of epidemiology there because he's the man who can answer that question. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Hi, Marcy.
What happened? Why isn't this year's flu vaccine going to be effective?
Well, never a dull moment with influenza. It turns out that this year, the flu virus that is circulating widely so far has mutated a bit. About half of the viruses that have been tested are drifted or mutated away from the vaccine virus strain. So what that means is each year the vaccine contains three, and now many contain four different types of flu viruses because we have three or four types that circulate each year. And at this time, the type that's circulating most commonly has moved away from the type that was selected for the vaccine. And this is a natural mutation that happens ongoing with flu viruses. So what that might mean is that the vaccine will be less effective against that one strain. It doesn't mean that the vaccine is going to be less effective against the other strains. And at this point, it's too early to predict how common each of the different strains will be. So it's possible that you'll get reduced effectiveness, reduced protection from the flu vaccine against this strain, but the protection against the other strains may be very good. So overall, you know, we won't know until the end of the season what the protection level was for the vaccine at the end of the season, but it's still, I think, a very good idea for people to get vaccinated because even partial protection is very worthwhile, particularly if we have a severe flu season, as is forecast.
Okay, well, you brought up about five things. So I got a flu shot. Are you telling me that was still a good idea?
A very good idea, and I would encourage people who haven't been vaccinated to get vaccinated because even if there's some reduced level of protection against this one strain, even partial protection is worthwhile if it's a severe strain as it's predicted to be. And there are also three other strains that you can be protected from, which have not been shown to have drifted and for which the vaccine could provide very high level of protection.
I'm talking with Dr. Jeffrey Duchin. He's the chief of epidemiology for Seattle King County Public Health. Older folks, very young children, and pregnant women are at the highest risk for complications from the flu. Is there anything extra that they can do to protect themselves if some very virulent and dangerous strain does come their way?
Well, it's a great question. Those people are always at increased risk for severe illness and hospitalization from influenza. And although vaccination is the primary first line of defense and they certainly should continue to be vaccinated, it's really important for everyone to understand that we have a second line of defense, which is treatment, antiviral treatment. And for people who are at increased risk, such as those that you mentioned, young children, adults over 65, pregnant women, and people who have underlying health conditions, prompt antiviral treatment can help reduce complications and prevent hospitalization. So even if you've been vaccinated, if you haven't been vaccinated and you do develop flu-like symptoms, if you get in early and get antiviral treatment early, you can reduce your risk of getting severe complications and needing hospitalization.
So you just said flu-like symptoms. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish a bad cold from the flu. So what am I looking for in particular?
Yeah, so influenza typically has rather sudden onset, fever, headache, muscle pains and aches, myalgias, feeling pretty sick, cough. And, you know, if this is an illness that is not remarkable from your perspective, if it's something that you think is mild and you've had similar things in the past, it may not be something that's, you know, important to follow up with a healthcare provider visit. But if you're feeling very sick, and in particular if you've got an illness that's becoming worse over a day or two and you've got one of these underlying health conditions, it's probably a good idea to get checked out. And during flu season, when the virus is circulating widely, and we're not there yet, but during that time, if you develop those symptoms, your likelihood of having influenza is very high. So we recommend that people be treated even if they're vaccinated and even if they're not yet getting the results from a test or they're not tested. It's not necessary to be tested to be treated for influenza during the flu season because most people who have that severe progressive illness will have influenza.
Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, said yesterday that the flu season coming may be more severe than ones we've seen. Do you agree?
Well, based on what we know so far, yes. That's because the most common circulating strain is the H3N2 variety. And in years when H3N2 is more common, and that's, for instance, in contrast to years when H1N1 strain, like we saw last year, is more common, more people tend to die. It's particularly hard-hitting on adults 65 and older and young children under 2 and all those people with underlying conditions and pregnant women. So it is, statistically speaking, the likelihood of having a severe season is definitely higher in years when H3N2 is present. And this year, we have a new H3N2 virus, so there's not a lot of pre-existing immunity in the population. So the likelihood of a severe season is definitely increased.
Get a flu shot. Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, Chief of Epidemiology for Seattle King County Public Health, thank you so much for joining us.
Good talking with you, Marcy. Thank you.
You're tuned to The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.